Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello there, Sue Perkins here. And as the minute waltz fades away, what a joy to welcome you to Just a Minute. Today we're joined by an audience of 1,000 people who are listening in from their living rooms and bedrooms all over the country, and perhaps, who knows, even from around the world. We can hear them, but we can't see them, although I'm imagining you all. Let me introduce you to the four talented, delightful people who are playing Just a Minute with me this week. They are Paul Merton, Shabarat Kosandi, Giles Brandreth and Josie Lawrence. Please whoop, cheer and generally go wild for all four of them. So I'm going to ask these guys to speak on a subject that I give them for 60 seconds without repetition, hesitation or deviation. So let's see how that goes. And we're going to begin, Paul, with you. So the subject on the cards is new era. Can you speak for 60 seconds without hesitation, repetition or deviation on new era? And it starts now.
Of course, this is the beginning of a new era for Just a Minute. I'm so pleased that we have our new chairperson in Super Kings, who is taking over from the redoubtable Nicholas Parsons for over 50 years host of this magnificent show. It's one of my great joys in my professional career to be appearing on Jam, as we call it, in an anachronistic way, because I couldn't repeat the words I already said earlier. The other rules, of course, is you can't deviate, so there's no point in me talking at this particular... I could hear myself saying point again, so I stopped.
Giles, the buzzer was sounded by your good self. What was your...
A hesitation from Paul. Most unusual, but he was understandably overwhelmed remembering our friend Nicholas Parsons and excited to be welcoming you. It's lovely to have you here, sir.
Absolutely.
Lovely to be here. Thank you, guys. So it's a correct challenge, Giles. You get the subject. New era, and your time starts now.
I realised I was living in a new era the other evening when I settled down by my television set with my friend Maureen Lipman and we watched a programme called Naked Attraction. The dame and I had been brought up on the era of the Billy Cotton Band Show. When we were wee bands, it was Andy Pandy and Luby Lou who got us excited. Isn't this extraordinary? There are people here in the nude, in the nuddy.
Paul, well, I always want to thank you for your interruption
yes.
there. Yeah. It's a public service.
It felt more like an intervention than an interruption. But he did, very quickly, he did repeat in the nude, in the nuddy. And it was, I mean, they're small words, but they were
yes.
very quickly.
And
repeated.
I sense we were moving towards in the buff. Am I correct? Yes, I
agree. Yeah, we were.
Yes, we were.
These are words. Words from you that I've long yes. fantasized about hearing.
Yes. That's why those lawyers' letters keep on coming to your door. Paul, it was a correct challenge under the rules of Just a Minute, and so you have the subject of new era. In fact, you have it back, and it starts now.
And so, as I sit here...
With just 2 seconds remaining on the clock, Paul smashed through then, started with the subject and then ended it. Josie, we're with you next.
Ooh.
You've got a very august subject. It's Shakespeare and Hathaway. Oh, you look pleased with that one. So you've got 60 seconds and your time starts now.
William Shakespeare and Anne Hathaway were a couple. They were married and very quickly, 6 months later, they had a daughter called Susanna. So obviously they were doing a bit of hey, nonny, no before it became legally binding. They lived in Stratford-upon-Avon and then some years...
Ooh, challenge from Paul.
Well, it's slight deviation. I don't know if hey, nonny, no ever becomes legally binding.
Hey, nonny, no in those days may have been an anachronism for, you know, sex, rumpy-tumpy. Hey, nonny, no.
Yes, but you said hey, nonny, no was legally binding.
No, no. That's not what
no,
she meant
no,
at all. She meant hey, nonny, no as a euphemism for rumpy-pumpy.
So there was premarital sex, is what you're saying.
Premarital
yes.
sex. And I know because William Shakespeare came to me one night.
Oh, no.
And told me. He was your naked attraction. I said they practiced Hey Nonny No before it was legally binding.
I understood you to mean...
They had sex before marriage is what I was
right.
saying.
I understood that. And I'm going to keep it with you, Josie. You've got 39 seconds and your time speaking about Shakespeare and Hathaway begins now.
They had twins, Amnet and Judith, and then one day maybe Shakespeare said, Annie, I'm going to go to London to be an actor and a producer and a writer. And Annie said, oh, go on then.
Oh, Paul, a challenge.
Repetition of Annie.
Correct challenge, absolutely.
Ooh.
So you have 23 seconds remaining on the subject of Shakespeare and Hathaway, starting now.
William Shakespeare slowly approached Anne Hathaway round the back of the stables and he said, I know at the moment this isn't legally binding, but I want to take you up the road to Worcester. And so the two of them, hand in glove, walked.
Giles has, again, I think made this as an intervention. So what was your challenge according to the rules, Giles?
Repetition of Anne So for the third time. If I can be caught on and then for saying it twice,
yes,
I think
yes.
And so three times is too much.
Yes.
It's my view.
Well, we certainly are getting a very interesting new portrayal of Shakespeare, is all I can say. You've got 11 seconds remaining, Giles, after that correct challenge, and your time starts now.
No wonder he was known as Bard from Avon, given the way he clearly was behaving, according to Josie and to Paul. The man appears to have been an absolute monster when it came to his personal habits. But I think of...
Expertly done, Giles. You were speaking as the whistle went, so you get the point. Now, Shappy, let's see what we have in store for you. This is a cracker. My star sign. And your time to speak about your star sign begins now.
My star sign is Gemini, because I was born on the 8th of June. Geminis are wrongly considered to be two-faced.
Giles.
Sorry to be awkward. She's told us it's Gemini, but she's already told us it's Gemini twice.
She said Gemini and Geminis, I think.
Yes.
Oh,
forgive
Gemini
me.
Gemini and Geminis.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well,
I'm
yes.
Because there's two of us, you see.
I'll wash my ears out.
You should spend less time watching Naked Attraction and more time syringing the lug holes. That was an incorrect challenge. Shappy, that's still with you. You've got 51 seconds on your star sign.
It's not that we cannot be trusted. We are broad-minded. When you are born under my star sign, you're somebody who can see everybody's point of view and, according to some websites, really likes big windows. We like variety. You cannot, if you are born in the month of June, be... I've said
Giles,
June
vociferously buzzing.
A repetition of June.
Is correct. That's a correct challenge. Giles, we're with you. My star sign, 30 seconds, time starts now.
My star sign is Pisces, occasionally as a newt. I think, Madam Chairman, your star sign is, if I'm right, Virgo and Libra, 22nd of September, on the cusp, which I think explains why we have this particular relationship. Because my star sign and that which is yours are together. We combine in the most extraordinary zodiacal frenzy of excitement. That is a kind of...
Paul, please help me.
I've just got to stop him. I haven't got a challenge, but I know how this is going to end up.
Paul, I have to thank you on a very personal note for that challenge, which I shall be awarding you a point, because it's basically broken the frenzy, is what it's done.
He gets into a frenzy ever since he watched Naked Attraction.
Yes.
The truth of the matter is he auditioned for it.
We're playing that tape out later, are we not? On the red button. But Paul, I enjoyed your challenge so much. You have the extra point, but the subject is still with you, Giles, under the rules of Just a Minute. So you have got 8 seconds remaining and your time starts now.
We Pisceans are known as fish people, and traditionally we have problems with our feet because we would actually have tails like mermaids.
Shappy.
I'm sorry, it's just simply not true. Star signs are a load of nonsense.
Shabby,
I'm not a fish.
I mean, it was an excellent challenge. I'm going to award you a point for that too. But you can't suddenly not believe in star signs moments after you so enthusiastically embraced them when it was your topic.
Oh, apart from Geminis, because everything about us is really great.
I think it's one of the characteristics of a Gemini to be naturally cynical about star signs.
It's still with Giles. You have, you little brute, 1 second remaining. He's a fiend. He always does this. Your time starts now.
In another life, my star sign would be...
Giles, we are back with you. It's now your subject. Now, this is an interesting one, very timely. The art of losing. Do you know anything about the art of losing, Giles? We shall find out. You have 60 seconds, starting now.
I think if you had actually been able to pronounce the umlaut, you would have said correctly the art of losing, because Ladislav Losing was indeed a wonderful late Victorian painter, a contemporary of Aubrey Beardsley.
I've never done Just a Minute where everyone's buzzer's going, but they're frantically going. Paul, you were first.
Well, it's a repetition of lousing.
Yes.
Because... No, losing. Losing, I'm pronouncing it correctly.
No, because there's no umlaut on the card, therefore it's losing.
And you didn't tell me that. I can't see the card.
My German pronunciation is on point, sir.
You wanted me to talk about the art of losing, and I'm talking about the art of losing.
I wanted you to talk about the art of losing, which is why I asked you to talk about the art of losing.
No, no. Forgive me. The artist is not called losing, he is called losing. Do you want me to talk about his art?
Would you like me to deduct points so you can understand the art of losing?
Ladies and gentlemen, it seems I'm now illustrating the art of losing.
Indeed you are. And to make you feel that subject even more keenly, I'm taking the topic from you and I am giving it to Paul. Paul, you have 48 seconds with no losing involved on the art of losing with your time starting now.
The art of losing, I suppose one has to be as relaxed as you possibly can about losing. I imagine that you should think to yourself, I don't care particularly about winning. In that case, perhaps philosophically, you can say to yourself, the losing doesn't matter, it's the participation that counts. Now, take, for example, this magnificent show, Just a Minute. It's not absolutely essential that one wins. The most...
Giles, a challenge.
It is.
Giles, that was an incorrect challenge according to the rules of Just a Minute, thus demonstrating further the art of losing. It's back with you, Paul.
Giles is a sore loser.
You ought to get some ointment for that.
Paul, you have 24 seconds remaining. Time starts now.
The art of losing. I remember when I was a young boy. I played for a football team that belonged to a local church, and we were terrible. 11 more basically inept footballers you could not imagine. We lost...
Josie, a challenge.
Well, beforehand, he said imagine, so a repetition of imagine.
You are right in the sense that it does carry on between the two iterations, even though there's an interruption between. So that's a correct challenge, Josie. You have just 9 seconds to tell us everything you know about the art of losing, starting now.
I've become very good at the art of losing because I am an actress and you have to get loose to using... Oh, damn it. See, I've just proved my own point.
Well, there was a mispronunciation there of losing instead of using.
Yeah, it was a correct challenge, and can I say graciously accepted by Josie, who didn't try and pretend there was a sort of Germanic word that she was trying to sneak in. Yes, you may well shake your head, Giles. It's going to be a rocky night for you, my friend. Paul, you have recaptured the subject and you have just 2 seconds remaining, starting now.
The art of losing means more to me than...
OK, to look at some scores, I think. Why not? A very, very tight affair. Third place, we've got Josie and Shappy tying for third place. Second place, just above them, we've got Giles. And narrowly out in front, we've got Paul. And straight on to round two. OK, Paul, we're back with you again. And the subject on the card is why I should be on Love Island. This is the one we all want to hear. Can you speak for 60 seconds? And I really hope you can, on a personal note, without hesitation, repetition or deviation, on why I should be on Love Island. Your time starts now.
Well, why should I be on Love Island? I think it's fairly obvious. My body is a temple, one of those 8th century temples that lies in ruins somewhere in the middle of the Amazonian jungle. Look at my biceps, triceps, forceps, biceps, sixceps. I've got loads of them, a six-pack. There is something about me when people stop me in the street and they say, you are an absolute perfect...
That was Giles, of course. Giles.
Jealousy.
Or arousal, you never know.
Repetition of six.
Ah, but six-pack could potentially be seen as one word. So what were you two? There was six-pack and...
There were three sixes in all, because I also include six-seps.
That's the number of the beast.
That's
no, that's one word, isn't biceps and triceps.
Oh, I thought you meant six mushrooms, as
no.
in six-seps. Anyway, I heard the word six three times. I, whatever the chair says, of course, we will go with.
Well, we had six-seps. We had...
Six-packs.
I'm quite happy to let Giles have the subject, because I just want to hear what he's going to say about it.
I mean, I'm tempted. I mean, I don't think there was any justifiable challenge within the rules of Just a Minute, but I have to say, I am quite excited to see what Giles will come up with.
Absolutely.
Let's see.
I think we're going to regret this, you know.
Do you know what? I think we are. I think we are.
I feel the word injunction spring into mind.
Giles, I have given you my first benefit of the doubt, which I sense I might regret. You've got 40 seconds on why you should be on Love Island, starting now.
You won't regret this, Sue. You know I'm a mover and a shaker. When I move, I shake. But have I got the body?
Sharpie.
Move and shake and move and shake.
No, I'm a mover move and a shaker. When I move, I shake.
Yes. Thank you for clarifying that. I'm sorry about everything.
You have 34 minutes remaining, Giles.
34 minutes? This is what I want.
34 minutes.
I need that.
There's been a format change. You now have to speak for 60 minutes without hesitation, repetition or deviation. Did nobody tell you?
On this subject,
just an hour.
Just an hour.
He needs a half-hour warning to do anything physical these days.
Just 34 minutes of Giles moving and shaking. Your time starts now.
I wax, I'm toned and buff, and I have to tell you, in the latest series of Love Island, Chloe and I came quite close. But there was Josie, who was going to be introduced in the third episode, and when I got the prospect of her coming on and choosing me as her potential love companion, I went berserk with excitement.
Chappy.
I think going berserk with excitement is brilliant, but I think it was a hesitation.
What? Yes, correct. It was a hesitation. So you, Chappy, get... I'd be interested to hear the female perspective on why you'd like to be in Love Island, and you now have just 13 seconds to tell us how and why. And your time starts now.
I believe I should be on Love Island because I want to go there and make sure that Giles is kept under control. A level of decorum would be brought to the programme if I was there. Everyone would have to dress in suits and cravats and hats. Was I speaking as the whistle went?
You were speaking as the whistle went.
That's the first time in about 10 years.
Oh, well done, Shappy. Congratulations. Now, Josie, we come to you.
Oh, really?
Yes. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, go on.
Your subject is streaming. Can you speak without hesitation, deviation or repetition on streaming? You've got 60 seconds and your time starts now.
Oh, don't tell me about live streaming. I know everything about streaming. Don't even have to look at the pollen count. As soon as my head gets off the pillow, I know it's going to be a hay fever day because my nostrils are streaming. Clear, glutinous gunk dropping from each nostril. No matter how much tissue I bung up there, I'm streaming. Even my eyes, really salty tears stinging my little eyeballs, streaming. I go to the doctor. He says, "What's the matter, Josie?" I say, "I'm streaming because of this terrible, terrible..."
Oh! Go that was. Interrupted by Paul.
I know.
It was too terrible.
It was too wonderful and too terrible at the same time.
It was also deviation because she managed to see a doctor.
Paul, you've got 24 seconds on the clock and your time starts now.
I decided to follow the route of the Thames. I went up to Oxford where it begins as a small stream. I put my kayak into the water, climbed inside and started to slowly paddle towards the capital.
Giles.
This is known as kayaking, not streaming.
Were you on a stream?
You're on a stream, but you're not streaming. It's canoeing, it's kayaking, it's travelling down the river. It is not streaming. It's never known as streaming. You don't go rivering, do you?
Seems very harsh.
It does feel very harsh. I mean, Giles, I would say that linguistically you're correct. However, I was enjoying the streaming. I was enjoying the idea of the word now being used for this sort of streaming. Lovely yeah. meander towards the capital. However, because you're technically correct, and I will give you a point. I'm giving you another benefit of the doubt, but I'm going to keep the subject with Paul. So I rather like the idea of his meander. Mm. So you have 11 seconds remaining, Paul, starting now.
I threw away my craft and started swimming in the stream. And as the stream's water went past me...
Oh, Giles.
Repetition of stream with an apostrophe and then the S. So stream as a word was used twice.
What?
I'm not buying that for a single second, you charlatan.
Well, I agree. I think you may be right in this count.
I think you felt he was going to repeat stream, finger on the buzzer.
I did. I got it wrong.
Paul, like you, is an extremely experienced player of the game, so he managed to turn it at the last minute into an apostrophe
Brilliantly.
S.
Brilliantly.
And with 4 seconds to go, he keeps the subject... And your time starts now, Paul.
When Giles was on Love Island, the streaming broke the internet. Such was...
Paul was speaking as the whistle went, so gets the point. Chappy, now a treat. It's fighting with my family. What a blistering topic. And your time starts now.
Fighting with My Family was a wonderful film written, I believe, by Stephen Merchant. I'm not sure who it was directed by. They were wrestling in this movie. Resonated with me because in my family, we also partake in this sport because we are from Iran, where this game is extraordinarily popular. Of an evening, we will sit around and my mother would say, "Shall we get up and see who can pull the other one down to the ground?" And your father will count to 10 and we'll see where we go from there. And on we would go as a unit, as a family. This is how we bond. Occasionally, our fighting is more verbal, especially with my brother and I. We have grown up scrapping. He used to call me the Incredible Bulk. I enjoyed that nickname for a while, but as I got older, I said to him, "I'm going to fight you. I will not be called that name. I am a dainty little flower." Oh.
I apologise for my screaming, but it's always, always a treat. I never get tired of it. Chappy, you spoke for a minute without hesitation, deviation or repetition, and we're about to go into the final round. So, Giles, we come to you. Now, who I'm following? What can you tell us on that subject? Who I'm following? You've got 60 seconds, starting now.
On Twitter, I'm GilesB1. Feel free to follow me, and I might follow you. It's extraordinary, the folk that I do follow, including former President Trump of the United States of America. Rather curiously, always fascinated by him I was, this amazing combination of Donald Duck and Woody Woodpecker. I thought, yes, let's get on the trail and follow this strange, bizarre human being. I also follow Brigitte Bardot, because when I was a child...
Josie.
Repetition of follow.
Is absolutely right. Quite a few follows because on the card it's who I'm following.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Very well done, Josie. A very, very good interception. And you now have the subject with just 31 seconds remaining. Your time starts now.
I am also on Twitter, like Giles, and I follow the wonderful man himself. As a matter of fact, I think I am following everyone on this panel tonight.
Paul. Oh.
You're not following me, I'm not on Twitter.
Yes, but you are.
No, I'm not.
No, you are.
I would know if I was on Twitter.
You joined in 2014 just so that nobody else would have your name. So although you don't think you are, your name is there.
Yeah. To be fair, there was somebody who was pretending to be me on Twitter.
Yeah.
They've been me for about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And they only ever posted one message, which was, "Oh, well, time to fire up the old barbecue, I suppose." And I thought, why are you pretending to be me and that's all you've got to say? Follow my name.
Yes.
Well, you never put anything up, so I forgot that I had followed you, but I was just trying to include you in all the people.
And in fairness, I follow you too, Paul, and one
Yeah, but that's called stalking.
there are 1.8 million of us following you, waiting for the moment when you'll actually speak to us about more than your barbecue.
Yeah.
I want to know how the barbecue went. I've been waiting since 2014. You're probably still on the sausages.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a very cold, wet summer.
I'm going to keep the subject with you, Josie, because even though Paul isn't on Twitter, you follow somebody with his name, or at least a sort of shell account, thus the transient nature of social media. You've got 20 seconds. Your time starts now.
You have to be very careful who you're following, though, because sometimes people can take...
Paul.
Yes, because some of the people you're following don't exist, like
me. Paul, shut up. Stop it.
I'm going to give you a bonus point for that because I can see.
Don't give
because
him a bonus
point. He's been misrepresented on social media. I mean, this is someone who's taken his identity and used it.
I'm going to unfollow his name.
Everyone's unfollowing Paul Merton online now.
Yeah, I should order get onto Twitter.
I've done you a service, really.
Yeah, thank you.
It stays with you, however, Josie. You've got 15 seconds on who I'm following, starting now.
The favourite people I'm following.
Giles.
Third use of people.
Oh, it is a repetition of people.
I give up.
Look at him. He just waits and waits. He waits till the seconds dwindle to virtually nothing.
Then he pounces.
Yes. Like an old cat. Giles, it's a correct challenge. So you have the subject. It's with you. You've got 13 seconds starting now.
I'm following a site that shows clips from the films of Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. And this gives me an enormous boost every day because following this amusing version of entertainment in the glorious golden days of silver cinema...
Excellent stuff, Giles. Speaking as the whistle went gets a point there. And as I say, that was our last round. Well played, one and all. Time for scores, of course, although in this game they don't really matter. It's the taking part, after all. In fourth place, we have Josie, but it's a tight run thing today. Just above her, we've got Shappy. In second place, narrowly pipped in the final furlong, we've got Paul, which means that today's winner is Giles Brandreth. And there, my lovely, sadly, we have to leave you. But first of all, a big thanks to the incredible players of the game today, to Paul Merton, Sharparat Kosandi, Giles Brandreth, and to Josie Lawrence. A big round of applause for all four of them. Hugely, of course, indebted to Ian Messiter, who devised the show, and to the gorgeous Nicholas Parsons for chairing Just a Minute for over 50 years. We shall never, ever forget him. We also thank Caroline Barlow, who blew her whistle with aplomb, our producer Hayley Sterling, who makes this show for BBC Studios. This is Sue Perkins saying thanks for listening, and do join us again when we next play Just a Minute. Goodbye.
Annika Rice and Lucy Porter will be two of the players next week at the same time, Monday at 6:30.